Hello, everybody. We go through many transitions throughout our lives. Now, Webster defines transition as passing from one condition, a place, etc., to another place or condition. What kind of transitions are you going through at this very moment in your lives? For many of our youth, they've gone through transitions here this last couple of weeks of starting school over again. Some have gone from elementary to middle school to high school to college, and from college to a career. Others in our congregation have gone through a transition from a single life to a married life. And there are many stages of transition in the life of a married couple over the span of their marriage. Today, there are many in this congregation not here today. They're at a memorial service for one of God's servants, Mary Edel, and up in Cedar Woolley. And our good friend and elder in Cedar Woolley, Rich Edel, is going through a transition from a husband to a widower. Some transitions can be of great joy or of a great challenge. This nation is facing transitions in the economic sector, and it's not clear where it will finally end up. This is causing global economic transitions. Our nation is in the middle of a great political debate on who should be our next president. That political transition will have consequences that will unfold over the next several years and will affect every American. And the ramifications of that transition will be felt globally. At one time or another, we go through multiple transitions on many levels. I asked earlier, what transitions are you going through at this moment right now? I like to ask a different question. What transitions do you think is the biggest, the most important transition you will be making in the near future? I would like to suggest that that transition is a spiritual transition, and we will observe it this fall, God's holy days. There are four holy days in a 21-day span, and in 17 days from now, we will observe the Feast of Trumpets on September 30th. Next comes the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, and the Last Great Day. Now, each holy day is a transition of faith, hope, and a calling from God. I've titled this sermonette, Transitions, God's Holy Days. So what are exactly God's holy days that we're going to be observing here soon? Well, the first one will be the Day of Trumpets. And it heralds the intervention of God into the affairs of humanity on a global scale. The Feast of Trumpets depicts nothing less than the return of Jesus Christ to earth to establish the kingdom of God. The Day of Atonement teaches us about forgiveness of sin and our reconciliation with God through Christ's sacrifice. The Day of Atonement involves not only forgiveness of sin, but it also pictures the removal of the primary cause of sin, Satan and his demons. The 7-day of Tabernacles, it pictures the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ over the earth after his second coming. and in place will be the foundation for the restoration of the creation to peace and harmony with God. And the last great day is that eternal life will be offered to all. Yes, all who never heard the name of Jesus Christ or never understood. They will be resurrected to a physical life and given the opportunity, their first opportunity, to understand God and His plan. Yet there are those in the Christian community who believe in Jesus Christ, yet say that we no longer need to keep the approaching holy days. Well, let's turn our Bibles to Leviticus 23, and we'll read about that. And Leviticus 23 and verse 1, we'll read something that is quite amazing here. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, so this is God speaking. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feast of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. And just for reference here, verse 24 talks about God's Feast of Trumpets. Verse 27 talks about the Day of Atonement. And we go down to verse 31, it says, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. Now, Leviticus 23 and verse 34, it begins to talk about God's feast, the Feast of Tabernacles. And if you and go down to verse 39, on the last portion, it says, on the eighth day, a Sabbath rest. So the eighth day is a Sabbath rest. It's also a holy day, and we commonly call that last great day. And verse 41, let's go there, and in the middle it says, you shall keep it as a feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year. We're talking about the Feast of Tabernacles now. It shall be a statute forever in all your generations. It is clear from Scripture that whose feasts they are. They are the Lord's. We see that in the New Testament that Jesus Christ, His disciples, and the early church, they kept these four holy days that we are focusing on today. By keeping these holy days, we come to an understanding about our transition from a people who were in our sins to a people who will have godly righteousness. And what is righteousness? I think simply stated that righteousness is doing right in the sight of God. What is according to God. By doing what is right according to God, our lives are richly increased in peace and comfort. By keeping these holy days, we understand the plan of God for all humanity, not just us. In Jeremiah 29:11, God told Jeremiah this, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Other translations say of this verse, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. With a transition for humanity with these four holy days, we'll see the transition fulfilled in us. Let me just tell you a short story. When I was about 11 years old, my dad told me I had to rake up the yard, put the leaves in the backyard. My brother helped me. And they had a lot of leaves. Believe me, they had a lot of leaves on the property. And so my dad showed us the spot where to put them, and we put the leaves in the backyard, and pretty soon my brother and I were jumping the leaves, we were throwing the leaves around. We made a chore a good thing. The next year, we had to do the same thing. And as we started to rake the leaves, my neighbor across the street brought out a refrigerator box. He had gotten a new refrigerator, and a light bulb went off. I went over there and I asked him, what's he going to do with that refrigerator box? He says, well, he was just going to tear it up for the garbage man. I said, well, can I have it? And he said, sure. So I took it home. We cut a couple of slits on it. We laid it horizontally. And where the pile of leaves was supposed to go, that's where the box went. And we covered it up with leaves. We had our little fort there, camouflage fort. And for about a period of about 3 weeks, we go in there and we had a lot of fun. And to this day, the aroma of decaying leaves always remind me of that moment, a very happy, joyful moment. And then one day, one fall, I didn't do that anymore. And I don't remember what day it was and what fall it was, how old I was, and I don't think anybody else noticed. I went through a transition from early adolescence to become a teenager. The fall holidays, holy days, are coming up. There's a 3-week span here, which will go quickly as falling leaves in the fall. There's a span in the fall where the leaves are brightly colored. It's the peak time, and then it's gone. I realize now that I really like to go back to those days, but I'm an adult now. In order to go back, I have to go forward to find that peace. And that peace is in God's holy days are coming up. It gives us understanding and purpose in life. And for that, I'm grateful to know that God has given us that knowledge, that understanding. Jesus Christ is not to be caught up in the cares of this world. Well, brethren, we have a short time coming up. And as quickly as leaves a fall in the fall, our holy days will be gone. But these fall holy days are days that will give us strength and purpose for the rest of the year. May we use them to our benefit. May we pray, study, and understand what these days are, for they are a great transition into the kingdom of God.